Good evening. This is Akashvani. The news read by Shabrasachi Bhattacharya. President Draupadi Murmu today led the reading of the preamble to the Constitution at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day. Speaking on the occasion, the President said the Constitution is the cornerstone of the national identity and it is the guiding framework for moving the nation forward, replacing the colonial mindset with a nationalist vision. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said the Constitution embodies the collective wisdom, sacrifice and the dreams of millions of countrymen who fought for freedom. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla also spoke on the occasion. Further, the President released a translated version of the Constitution in Malayalam, Marathi, Nepali, Punjabi, Bodo, Kashmiri, Telugu, Odia and Assamese. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his letter to the citizens, called upon them to place their duties foremost in their minds as India moves towards the vision of building a developed and empowered nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility in Hyderabad, Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, he said that India is among the world's fastest growing domestic aviation markets. He said India welcomes investment and innovation and the production-linked incentive PLI schemes have attracted global companies to choose India as their destination. The Prime Minister further highlighted that this new facility established by Safran will contribute to positioning India as a global maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO hub. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested a Faridabad resident for harboring terrorist Umarun Nabi in the Delhi terror blast case. In a statement, the NIA informed that the accused, identified as Soya from Faridabad in Haryana, is the seventh prime accused arrested in the case. Investigations have revealed that Soyab had provided logistical support to terrorist Umar ahead of the 10th November car bombing that killed several persons and left many others injured outside the Red Fort in the national capital. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar paid tributes and placed wreaths at the Police Martyrs Memorial in the premises of the Mumbai Police Commissionerate on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the 26th November Mumbai terrorist attack. Home Minister Amit Shah in a social media post said that terrorism is not a curse for just one country but for the entire human race. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the sacrifice of the forces continues to strengthen the country's fight against every form of terrorism. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said that the journey of the Union Public Service Commission has strengthened the administrative structure of the country. Addressing the centenary year celebrations of UPSC in New Delhi, he said that the transparency, accountability, impartiality and confidentiality of this institution have recognized UPSC as a transparent body across the world. He appreciated the Commission's focus on the digital age, artificial intelligence, climate change and national security. The United Nations has formally started the selection and appointment process for the next UN Secretary General. Annalena Baerbock, President of the United Nations General Assembly, said in a statement that she has signed a joint letter with President of the UN Security Council for the month of November, Michael Imran Khan. The 10th UN Secretary General will take over the role from January 1, 2027. The letter includes a call to member states to strongly consider nominating women as candidates. No woman has ever held the position of the Secretary General. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI in Panaji, Goa, has become a shrine for the divine magic of cinema. The seventh day of the IFFI captured imagination of movie lovers through anticipated film screenings, insightful master classes, and exclusive conversations with filmmakers. India lost to South Africa by 408 runs in the second test in Guwahati to complete a 2-0 series sweep today. Chasing a target of 549, India were all out for 140 on the final day of the match. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.